Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, take two, Facebook Live. Welcome everyone, 2-4 Tuesday. Had a glitch there, so I'm starting all over here. So welcome to Tuesday afternoon, Facebook Live, the Golden Mastermind Seminars live Facebook call. So welcome everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you. It is my honor to be here with you today. So I'm going to go ahead and let the Facebook Live populate. Aaron, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you. Charles Howell, good to see you. Welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a beautiful 2-4 Tuesday afternoon. Charles, how are you in beautiful South Carolina? Aaron, welcome to today's Facebook Live. Lori, how are you? Henry, good afternoon. Look forward to coaching you tomorrow, Henry. In the flow, Aaron says. Welcome, everyone. The topic for today's Facebook Live is your emotional compass. Everyone say hello to Matt Smith. He's enjoying beautiful Orange County, California. Jesse, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you. Dr. Duke Lovateri, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. The topic for today's Facebook Live is your emotional compass. What does that actually mean? It means the direction. Where is the needle pointed? Is the needle north, south? Is it east, west? Are you in alignment with yourself? Are you in alignment? Do you know where you're going? Now, arguably, right now today is one of the most challenging days in American history. I mean, take a look at what's going on. I mean, you're told you have to do this and that and comply, and to get on an airplane, you have to do this and get off the airplane. And if you want to have a job, you're being expected to do this. There's a lot of social pressure. There's a lot of trauma-based mind control. There's a lot of mandates. There's a lot going on in the world. You're seeing countries are rioting, countries are falling. There's a lot, it's never been more chaos, more drama, more mind control in the history of the world than what's going on right now. It's just not you in your hometown. It's not me in Stockton, California. It's not our country. It's the entire world is under lockdown. It's under breakdown. It's under mandates. It's under vaccines. A lot is going on. Your body is under siege. I mean, there's so much going on. If you allowed yourself to get overwhelmed, you'd get overwhelmed being overwhelmed. That's why it's so important to have a direction, to have a focus, to be able to be putting your energy into a situation. France is standing up to tyranny. Thank you, Henry. That is very good. So it is very important to be able to have a direction that you're going while everything else is going sideways, while everything else is going upside down. So you're in command of your own emotions. That's what is so important that you understand, that you are the director of your ship, that you are in command of your emotions. But if you feel out of control, try and control, you'll be out of control. What's important is that you focus on solutions. You address the problem, but that when the problem is so big that the problem's not about you, don't take on the problem. Don't be in conflict with people, you don't require it. People want to make you wrong, do your best to surrender and get out of the conversation. Focus on what's going to bring you the greatest return on your energy. Focus on the prize, focus on the solution. Live in letting go. It's imperative that you do this. So your compass is your direction. Do you have a direction? If you're directionless, that's understandable, but at some point, it's imperative that you be in alignment. So in alignment with your purpose, in alignment with your goals, in alignment with your higher power. I mean, that's your responsibility to understand what alignment is. Do you have a business? Do you have a way to create free enterprise money? Are you out of the system where you can't lose your job? I mean, in today's world, your job can be taken away if you don't comply. By October 1st in our country, the whip is coming down on a lot of people. They either do this or they don't get that. And when you get off airplanes in certain airports, you have to do this. And if you don't pass this test, you're going over there. So, I mean, that's what's going on in the world today. And it's your responsibility to really understand that your freedom, your rights are swiveling. And you have to be able to adapt and adjust to all of that while that is going on. This is why it's so important to you that you be aligned. So if you're in a network marketing, direct sales company, you want to be in alignment with that company, with the leadership, with the energy of that. And if you're in a job and you're not in alignment with that, I highly recommend that you find a way out of that situation. And many people are saying, well, I have to do this because if I don't have a job. Well, first of all, you're not obligated to have a job. You can create a business. And if your back's against the wall, your back's against the wall. You have to understand that. But if you want to experience medical freedom, that's your responsibility to really create that, because some of that may be taken away from you. That's why it's important that you are in alignment. If you're feeling forced, if you are forced, if you're using force, you're going to create your own resistance. You're going to end up hating the situation. I hate my job. And if you feel that your job is tyrannical and putting you in a situation that you don't enjoy, well, that's your responsibility to figure a way out. That's the exit strategies. That is alignment. And if you've been getting ready to get ready, procrastinating, well, this is your responsibility right here to understand that you have a way out, at least a temporary way out. It's called free enterprise. It's a business from the comfort of your home. If you have an existing business that is challenged with some of the rules and mandates, once again, you have to find a way out. You have to find an alignment. You align yourself with a purpose, with a meaning, with a cause. What many people is, they will give up their freedoms for trinkets and toys. They'll give it up for dinners and vacations. They'll say, oh, I don't want to miss this or that. Oh, I don't want to miss the movies. Well, I mean, once again, freedom has its price, and you have to be willing to pay the price. And I don't mean just in this situation we're in. I mean, to live freely, it's your responsibility to pay the price. And the price is never paid. And when you understand that, people say to me, why do you coach 12 hours a day? Because I own a business. And the business requires money. It requires products, services, benefits, features. I require to deliver value and service. And so the business requires what the business requires. That's part of the price that has to be paid. And the alignment, I know where I'm going. However, right now, there's no real goal. There's no real dream to hold on to right now. Everything is day-to-day for me. I'm on Telegram 7 days a week. I watch what's going on with some of my favorite writers, speakers, bloggers, podcasters. I get a good handle of what's going on in the world, and I make my decisions within everything I see. I go down the rabbit hole. I don't stay down there. I don't get intoxicated. I don't get overwhelmed by it. I disseminate what's fact and fiction, and then I use that content and determine what I'm going to align with, who I'm going to listen to, who has the best intel, who has the best content, who can I believe, who can I trust, and most importantly, I trust my own gut, and that trust is called belief, and that's part of your alignment. If you don't trust yourself, and you're uncertain, and you just keep getting ready to get ready, well, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to be in any alignment. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be disappointed, and then time's going to pass. All of a sudden, it's going to be December 31st again. You're in the same financial situation you were last year. You haven't created any progress, and I realize progress in today's world, today's commerce, is the most challenging it's ever been. But you can't buy into the excuse, the narrative, the story, all of the above. It's going to be your responsibility to be and stay productive. I released about $40,000 today for real estate projects that had to be bank wired to two different vendors. I mean, I've coached clients all morning. I'm going to be prospecting this afternoon. I have other business ventures that I have to address at the same time. In my world, I'm a multitasker. I'm multi-skilled. Everything is fast. And it's not furious, it's fast. That means there's a speed to money. There's a speed to production. And I don't have time for people. I can't procrastinate. It just isn't in my world. It's not possible. There's too many moving parts. And there's a methodical, systemized, organized approach to it. And the task is getting done. And the task is getting done without the force required to do it. And it has to be like this. Because commerce, transactions, money has speed. And when you're in the speed of that money, you will be compensated. And results also have a speed. And if you're in the speed of those results, you'll be compensated for it. But if you keep tiptoeing quietly through life, just getting ready to get ready, waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for a miracle to happen, waiting for the cavalry to show up, it ain't going to happen. Because if you're starting to really understand, it's up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. No one's going to save us and no one's going to rescue us. It's really what's always going to come down to us. It's going to come down to us, the law of the few. The few that will stand up to it. The few that will do something about it. The few that will fucking stand the gaff. The few that will pay the price. And the few that will produce the results in spite, despite of the circumstances. And that's called man up, cowboy up, do your part, do your role. hold the flag, do whatever it is you got to do, but it's going to be a different level of responsibility than you've ever been responsible for. This is the most challenging time in the history of the world. And we're looking down the gun barrel of exactly what we're looking down. You know what we're looking down. But that doesn't mean that you can't create commerce, transactions, money. That doesn't mean you can't buy products for the future. That means you can't prepare yourself. I mean, you can't sit on your ass in this situation. I mean, you really have to take a stand. I mean, you're being forced to. It's not your choice. I mean, you're doing that, but you have to stock up. You have to man up. You have to woman up. You have to cowboy up. You have to pony up. You have to cowgirl up. You have to do all the ups that are required to be up, or you're going to be upside down. I mean, you have to be in charge. You have to be large and in charge, and you have to take a stand in this. And one of the situations is you have to keep the ball moving. You can't just sit there and go, oh, my God, this is so challenging. I don't know what to do. Well, it's not what you do. It's who you're being, and it's being decisive, being committed, being in the flow. And it's letting go of broke thoughts, poverty consciousness. Most importantly, let go of procrastination. I mean, that's such a prevalent energy that so many people live in. If you were productive, you wouldn't have time to procrastinate. If you lived in meaning, cause, and purpose, if your livelihood was based on your free enterprise business, you wouldn't be procrastinating. If you weren't, there's no handouts, there's only hand-ups in our world. And there are people who give you that hand-up, but if you're not ready to be productive, you'll just keep getting ready to get ready. It really takes courage to own a business. It takes courage to stand the gaff. Courage is a quality, it's not an emotion. So courage is emotionless. Courage doesn't come from anger. Courage comes from passion. Courage comes from a commitment. It comes from a decision. Courage comes from trust. It comes from knowing. Courage is only manifested by your manifestation. It comes from you. It comes from you being done with it, tired of it, so fucking done with it. It comes from you letting go. It comes from you no longer being the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. It comes from you being in a state that you just can't put up with it anymore. It comes from you being in a state where the pleasure isn't worth the pain. It comes from you letting go of an addiction. It comes from you letting go of being codependent and dependent upon others. It comes from you being willing to really stand up to your own anxiety, fear, and doubt. And when you do that, now you have a direction. Now you have a purpose. Now you have a compass. If you don't know where you're going, someone else will tell you how to get there. And if you're relying on other people to tell you how to get there, then you're going to end up trading time for money in their enterprises, in their businesses, in their jobs. Because then you become dependent. The best way to be independent is to be independent of anxiety, fear, and doubt. If you hate your job, you hate your career, change it. Stop whining about it. Do something about it. If you have broke thoughts, poverty consciousness, change your dialogue with money. People say things to me like all the time. Well, that's easy for you to say. It's not. It's not easy for me to say. I earned where I am. I've been at rock bottom. I've been homeless. I've been destitute. I've been $1 million in debt, $100,000 in credit card debt. I've been upside down. I've been out of business. I've been challenged financially and emotionally. I understand, but this ain't my first rodeo. The only way you get good at this is repetition and experience, doing it over and over and over it. And you have to learn to do it with a stern face. It's not just this happy face. There's a place that you have to be determined. There's a place you have to really tap into your anger. There's a place where you do require getting pissed off at yourself, but in a way that's not critical. There's an area where you do tap into your anger because you're so pissed off at yourself for being so average that you can't go another day being average. Now, that's a healthy pissed off. That's a healthy anger. And then you learn how to channel that. You learn how to turn on it. That's what an athlete does that's getting their ass handed to them. That's what a soldier does who's getting their ass handed to them. There becomes a place where it comes, by God, I will not be denied. That's the place that you start to find your compass. That's the place that you start to find your purpose. That's the place that you begin to let go. In that space, in that energy right there, that's the place where you will overcome tyranny. You'll overcome obstacles. You'll overcome the situation. You'll overcome your family. You'll overcome whatever you're required to overcome because you'll overcome it. You don't have to know how, but you have the why. You have the reason. That's your compass. And so that's alignment. And in that space, you come from a place that said, I will not be denied. And when you come from that, that moves people. And that's what you're seeing happen, people happen. People are standing up because they will not be denied. And they will not deny us. You will feel it. They will feel our wrath. They will feel it. And when you come from that space, you will defeat, You will defeat your enemy. You will defeat your enemy called fear, anxiety, and doubt. You will stand up to that fear. You will stand up to that anxiety. You will stand up to that doubt. That doubt, that anxiety, and fear has absolutely robbed you of being wealthy. It's kept you broken. It's kept you feeling less than. It's kept you in relationships that are limiting. It's kept you in careers and jobs that's limiting. And it's so, you want to be so done with it. That's the way you address it. That's how you let go of it. You don't let go of it by passively just figuring it out. There's a place where you have to get, you tap into that courage, you tap into that anger, and you find that passion. That's the place that you find it, and you turn on it. And once you turn on it, you're in it. But you have to learn to stay in it. And you have to stay in it until you figure it out. And when you figure it out, that's the repetition, the experience. And that's when you start to find your alignment. I've been there before. My most challenging financial year was 1996. I ended up $100,000 in credit card debt. I had checks I couldn't cash from a business that went out of business. It was not my fault. It was my responsibility for attracting it. But the business went out of business and I was holding checks. I had a lot of debt from that business that I invested in. And I couldn't capitalize on it. I had to let it go. I had to turn it. I just completely let go of it. In 11 months and 17 days, I was able to buy my way out of that credit card debt and completely turn my life around. Now, that was in a different era. I understand that. I wasn't facing what we're facing today. But I guarantee you, I can do it and so can you. You can do it. If you have a lot of debt, a lot of challenges, if you find yourself in poverty consciousness, overwhelmed, you find yourself looking behind the eight ball, if you're in a situation where there's a lot of tyranny or there's a lot of oppression, you have to overcome it. It's your responsibility. You can't give in right now. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to bend. You have to find a way. Winners always find a way. Make sure that's you. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you were on this Facebook Live and you're a former client, or an existing client, or a considering client, I'm considering it. If you're considering, reach out to me, send me a message in Messenger, and I'll respond to you the next half an hour. So if you want to rehire me, hire me, free 20-minute call, send me a message, I'm free for the next half hour. I'll respond to you immediately. With that, I'll be back here Tuesday night. The topic for my Tuesday night is living the dream, selling the dream. And that is a very interesting dynamic in today's world. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Thank you very much, everyone. You have a great afternoon.